Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, this is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show that we call Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And my name is Amin Muhammad, Yasir Muhammad. People in the community know me by a book I wrote many years ago called Afrocentricity Minus Al-Islam Cheats. Afrocentricity Minus Al-Islam Cheats. Alhamdulillah. And we'll talk more about that, but let me open up with Al-Fatiha. And I hope everybody has made their Fajr prayer. You know, this main thing, we got to make our Fajr prayer, get up in the morning with Allah, and asking Allah to bless our day. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله Yes, this is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling again. Here again, alhamdulillah, this is our maiden, our beginning show today, Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. It's because the West Coast is, we feel, is underdeveloped as opposed to the West Coast, the East Coast. The East Coast, like Jersey and New York and Philadelphia, brothers and sisters, had Islam for a whole lot more years, and it's more developed. We don't have a Sister Claire Muhammad school. So let me tell you, go to our website, www. It's very easy to remember. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. www.SisterClaireMuhammadSTEMSchool.com. STEM. What is STEM? STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And this is what our movement is about. We're trying to give our children world-class education, the best education in Allah's creation. And we have recognized that it's about STEM, science, S, technology, T, engineering, E, and M, mathematics. Our children, I want to say this, our children, you mothers, and you fathers should teach your children their timetables where they can do their timetables up to 20 by the time they're in fifth or sixth grade. They ought to be able from memory, from you giving them instructions every day and quizzing them and show your interest in your children, our children, learning their timetables up to 20 by heart, by memory. Grade. It's too many children. I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher since 1989 in Compton in Los Angeles. Right now, I'm just substitute teaching because my mission now is to help create with others a Sister Claire Muhammad school here in Los Angeles. We don't have a Sister Claire Muhammad school here in Los Angeles, but we want to go a little further. We want to have a Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school where we emphasize science, technology, engineering and math, science, technology, engineering and math. We are affiliated with Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum. It's a flying museum, an aviation museum, headquartered in Compton. It's run by a brother named Robin Pettigrew, who 20 years ago, you know, discovered that our children were not getting invitations or any type of exposure to flying airplanes. So he took a course and he learned how to fly helicopters. And then he turned back around and created this, what we call the Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum in Compton, right there on Wilmington Boulevard in Alondra in Compton, Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum. And he takes children up every other week, every other Saturday, about 30 or 40 children. They have pilots, and they take the children up in the skies, introduce them to aviation. Hopefully, that the children will get excited about science, technology, engineering, math through aviation and aeronautics and space. So that is what we're affiliated with our Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. What we want to do is reach out to the elementary schools and middle schools and high schools where Muslims are. You know, Muslims, we don't have a Claire Muhammad School. We don't have an extensive educational outreach here in Los Angeles. So we want to reach out to the children who are stuck in those inferior, sub-educational, bad public schools and have them come to the masjid on Saturdays and Sundays. In other words, we want to create a Sister Claire Muhammad weekend school for children who are stuck and abandoned in these public schools here. We're Muslims. We want our children to come into an environment where they pray. They pray five times a day. And they have an emphasis, our teachers have an emphasis on morality and character, ethics, you know. That's the type of school we want to bring up our children in. So we're reaching out. Our effort is to reach out to the elementary schools, charter schools, middle schools, and high school where our children come to the Masjid Bilal ibn Rabah. I think 5450 South Crenshaw on weekends, come eat breakfast and be instructed by the male and female elders in our community about character, morality, life skills, things we have to do about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. You know, this is what we want to bring our children here to introduce them to, about their prayers. Some of them probably don't know Arabic. We have maybe Arabic teachers for a little while on Saturday and Sunday. You see? All praise be to Allah. So this is our first show. Allah blessed me with the idea yesterday. I had already had a Blog Talk Radio spot that was not being used. And so we ran into a situation where we couldn't actually talk and communicate case here in Los Angeles. So that's what it's all about, you know, getting the information to believers about the issues that we're confronted with. And, you know, we have a prayer line and something was happening where we couldn't really talk about issues. And that's what it's all about. We need to communicate. So Imam W.D. Muhammad talks about when people who are not developed, first thing they have to do, learn to create a line of communication among themselves. You know, to communicate ideas. We got things to talk about. We got things to do. Our children are in danger. You know, they're in these public schools, not getting Islamic education, not learning how to pray, going to school with all that thug culture. Pope John Paul called it the culture of evil. Let me see, what do you call it? No, the culture of death, that's what he called it. You know, where they talk about killing and dope dealing and prostitution and you know what I'm talking about. Don't deny it. You know, so alhamdulillah. So we have a radio show now. We could talk about the issues. Talk about the issues affecting the West Coast. I want to concentrate on the West Coast, but I know we have lots of East Coast and Midwest friends who are going to support us. Yeah, we got to come back and invade also. We got to come back over here and get ready to fight in Los Angeles because Shaitan maybe have a good portion of Los Angeles. And I know we don't have a Claire Muhammad school. You know, we have a charter school where our masjid used to be at 4016 South Fence. We have a charter school, alhamdulillah, beautiful school, beautiful masjid too, beautiful masjid, but no Claire Muhammad school. You can't talk about Allah at that school, you know, at that school, you know, on Central, 4016 South Central. You can't talk about Allah. You can't, you know, you better not talk about Allah let them people at the LA Unified School District know that you're teaching religion. They'll cut your money off, you know. So we want to create a Claire Muhammad School. Alhamdulillah, that's what we want to do. I wonder how many people are listening. I learned my radio skills by tuning into Block Talk Radio many years ago. And I want to see who's in the studio, anybody listening. If you want to say something, if you want to share, if you want to give your opinion, if you want to ask a question, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. I'll see you, and I'll bring you into the queue. Your opinion is most important. Your ideas are most important. Share them with the believers. We're believers. You know, this is our family, you know. And we want to see how many people are out there listening to us. Let's go to the studio. Alhamdulillah. Okay, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well, not very many people yet, but inshallah it will. It will grow. If you want to comment, if you want to say something, want to ask a question, press 1 on your phone. And I'll see your hand raised. And if you press 1 on your phone, I'll see your hand raised. And you come on in and give your opinion, ask questions. But this is what we have. We have our show is Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. You know, so what we want to do is glean the newspapers and keep up with current events and happenings. And we want to, more and more people are starting to tune in, coming on the line. We call it news and information because we want to know what's going on in the world. We want to share it. And we want to press 1 on your phone if you want to say something. And we want to have the information involving Muslims and education and marriage and stuff. We want to talk about these things. We want to talk about these things on our show. Called a Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. Praise be to Allah. And we want to talk about current events, things that are happening among the Muslims. We want to talk about important things involving us. We want to make sure that at least in the morning we have our prayer. We have our morning prayer, our Fajr prayer. And then we tune in to Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And we want to keep up with what's happening in our facility, especially on the West Coast, because we have to develop the West Coast. We have to develop the West Coast. And if you want to share, press 1 on your phone. I'll see you. I'll bring you into the queue and let you share what you want to say. You know, this is freedom, freedom. Allah says in the Holy Quran, he quotes, "I'm a free man in the city." I'm a free man, I think of Prophet Muhammad. Allah put those words in Prophet Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, I'm a free man in the city to express myself, you know, and express myself among my comrades and my fellow Muslims, male and female, because we have work to do. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So every morning, so spread the word, please. That's one of the things. Every day, tell 10 people to tune in to Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. Give them this number, 515-602-9665. 515-602-9665. Tell them to tune in. Let's get this work done on the West Coast. I call it the Muslim West Coast. I'm concentrating in, you know, because back east, you know, we're more developed. We've had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his experience in Detroit, in Chicago, and Milwaukee many, many years ago. And the brothers are in Philadelphia and New Jersey and New York. They have businesses. And brother, you know, have this property in Detroit in Inkster. So the Muslims are minding their business in their area. But here in the West Coast, we got a problem. We don't have a Sister Claire Muhammad school. We don't have a restaurant where we could go and get us some bean soup and some, you know, we can't get no bean soup or no fish sandwich or anything else here. Well, good God. Facebook. We don't have nothing here in Los Angeles. So this is what we want to develop here on the West Coast. And we want to develop our Sister Claire Muhammad STEMschool.com. And we have a show. We have another show that starts 4 o'clock Western time, Pacific time, but 6 o'clock Central time and 7 o'clock Eastern time. And the show is hosted by Brother Abdullah Akbar and his wife, Daya. And they've been holding it down for a couple of years. So the same number, call 515-602-9665. At 4 o'clock Western time, which is 6 o'clock Central time, and 7 o'clock Eastern time, and it's called A Message of Concern. And they've been holding it down, and they've been discussing the effect, the psychological effect of the image of a Caucasian Jesus. They call him God or Son of God, you know, the psychological effect of the so-called Christ on the mentality and the soul and the mind of our people. And I'm of the conclusion that a lot of our unproductivity, the fact that we don't produce, we can't even own a fish market or a restaurant here or a Sister Claire Muhammad school, you know, here, you know, is because of the image, that the impact of the image, the impact of the crucifix where the so-called Christ, the Caucasian Christ on the cross, his feet are nailed together where he cannot move around, and his arms are pinned to the so-called cross so he can't use his hands. He can't produce anything. He can't do anything because he's nailed. He's nailed. And then the other image is the Caucasian Christ by Salmon, by Warner Salmon, you know, the head of Christ. So we're in trouble as a people psychologically. So I do see somebody with their hand raised, 909. You know, give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. But I know you, but just for the sake of protocol, I will learn that word from the Lifeline. And yes. So who are you, my brother or sister?
Yes, sir. Brother Rashad here in Los Angeles. I was just wondering, thinking about
Brother Rashad.
We got to get our halal barbecue going.
Rashad, keep going. Are you there?
Yeah, I said we were going to get our halal barbecue going.
Well, you know, let's keep talking to the believers, and let's keep talking to the believers and have the believers, you know, want to own a halal barbecue place. You know, we discovered halal. You know, this is my partner here. This is dear listeners. This is my partner, believer, Brother Rashad, and we work together. We're working together on the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, and so he works closely with me, and I try to work closely with him. And alhamdulillah, hold the line 1 second. Alhamdulillah, Assalamu alaikum. Rashad, you still there?
Yes, sir.
So, Rashad? Yeah. So, let's see. Let's see what we got here. We discovered it was a brother in Huntington Park had a halal market, but all of a sudden he was a new believer, and he believed in halal for a little while. Brother Rashad, can you tell the story about that? The little brother, we went over there and bought some halal from him, and he belonged to the halal council and everything. The food was good, but, you know, maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it was a halal restaurant. I mean, we had been looking for some halal barbecue, and a good friend I know told me about it, you know, and so went over there and, you know, had the halal, some of the halal chicken, I think he had, you know. He said it was halal, it was certified halal. And so I gave the owner, the greetings, and he didn't return the greetings. So that was a red flag there. You know, I kind of thought that was peculiar because, you know, any Muslim will return the greetings when given, you know. So anyway, and he came back later on and found out that he's no longer halal, you know. It's in Hispanic area. So I guess the, you know, Hispanic people, you know, they wanted maybe some pork on the menu, you know. They like, you know, they like their pork ribs or whatever, you know. So he probably wasn't firm in his belief, you know, new. And, you know, culturally around all those disbelievers over there, you know, people who are Catholics and with their, you know, love of the swine, you know, love of the meat of the pork. So he changed and added that onto his menu, and that was that, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, because there was a nice little restaurant over there in Huntington Park, and this brother, he seemed like he was Latino or something, wasn't he? And he had this halal market.
Yeah, Latinos. Yeah, so that was it.
Yeah.
But, then, you know, he's got that place here next to the masjid, you know, next to Ibn Rabah. So, you know, we still have that. And
Yes. Well, that's what we want to develop. Because Brother Sami was talking about a brother franchising Supreme Burgers. Supreme Burgers, it was his father was an FOI, and he came under the Ambalaj Muhammad experience, and he brought his son up, and his according to what Brother Sami said, he brought his son up and sent him to a business school, and the brother learned a lot about franchising and business. So they have what they call a Supreme Burger, outfit that they're trying to sell to the believers. It's, you know, and so it's a franchise. And did Sammy say how much is the franchise, Rashad?
Yeah. He said 25,000 to 125,000. Yeah,
and they'll give you a Supreme Burger franchise. You know.
Yeah. So I don't know what else. I don't know what else they have besides burger. Maybe they have chicken as well. You know, chicken is popular. You know, halal chicken. Mm-hmm. People like that. You know. So I don't know if it's just burgers only or what, but. Anyway, that has to be brought before the believers and, you know, those who want to, you know, invest in that, you know, under the law.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you're reintroduced because new people coming on the line. Yeah, this is what we call the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. We have to communicate on the West Coast, the West Coast, we have to communicate. The East Coast, back east in New Jersey and New York and Philadelphia, places like that, they're more developed. They've had Al-Islam, Noble Drew Ali, and Ambalaj Muhammad and Farad. You know, they're more developed. But out here in L.A., we don't have a Sister Claire Muhammad school, no restaurants, no businesses, no nothing, because we don't talk enough about it. And recently I ran into an experience where, you know, some people didn't want me to talk. Want me to talk about the issue? You can't talk about that. I said, what? Okay. I said, all right. So this show is dedicated for the West Coast people. I will reach out to the Nation of Islam. We got Brother Mike, and we got Queen Amina. And we're going to reach out, and we're going to call this the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. We're going to talk about the issues. We're going to talk about what we could need to do. We don't have, you know, Rashad, you just kind of say, you used to make you embarrassed me. You said, where's the restaurants, brother? We can't buy no bean soup. We can buy some bean soup over there on the West Boulevard and Brothers with Farrakhan. But alhamdulillah, but we ain't got a thing, so we don't, you know, because the leadership don't talk about business, they don't talk about economics, they don't talk about finance, they don't talk, and now they don't talk about Grand Muhammad School, they don't, you know what I mean? Yes, Imam Muhammad told us, don't build masjids. He told us, don't build masjids, brothers and sisters, don't build masjids, build schools. Build school, you know, and then, you know, and have your masjid in your school, you know. But here in the city, you know, with you charter schools, you better not talk about Allah. You better not, before they take your money away, you talk about Allah, one of them charter schools, you know. So this show, we're going to talk about the issues of Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And we're going to reach out to the nation because Imam Muhammad told us we're the closest to them. If you look at the Muhammad family, they on both sides. They with Farrakhan and they with the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. So it don't matter. It don't matter. And they intermarrying. Farrakhan got girls, got women. They intermarrying all back east. It don't matter. It don't matter. We're going to talk about these issues. The issues is the thing. The issue, how we going to solve the problems here in L.A., in Los Angeles. You know, people talk about they support Imam Muhammad, but they don't support Imam Muhammad's recommendation. Oh, I support Imam Muhammad. Well, how do you feel about a Claire Muhammad school? Well, they say education. You know, well, if you follow Imam Muhammad, you know, Muhammad told us, you know, start, you know, open schools, build schools, and hold your Juma, hold your marriages in the school. Then you get support from parents. Then you ain't got to worry about paying because once you got somebody's children in your school, a daddy and a mama, they get up early in the morning thinking about what I'm going to feed Abdul, what I'm going to feed Rashida. And they'll help you. Oh, I need to cut this bill, or I need to get a job or whatever. Once you got children in your school, you'll get support. If that, you know, you'll get support and you ain't got to worry about it, you know, alhamdulillah. So this is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show, and this is what we're going to do right now. You know, we're holding the show at 5:30. It starts at 5:30 in order to let the prayer line show that is hosted here by Brother Sami and with Ayman started go so nobody can choose us of sabotaging the prayer line, because that's very important. That's a great thing, that prayer line, that prayer show. So we have it timed to start at 5:30 Western time. I'm not so much concerned about the East Coast, even though I know a lot of East Coast people, since I've been affiliated with Blog Talk Radio and getting radio shows and stuff. I know they're with me. The East Coast people are with me. They know what we're doing out here. They know the problem. But I'm not so much concerned about them. They're developed. I'm concerned about the West, wild West. You know what I mean? You know, the FBI, CIA, they knew where to go. Let's go to the wild West. If you want to do a Black Panther Party, or if you want to develop the Crips and the Bloods, go to the wild West. You know, Diego Hoover, he knew what he was doing. He went to the West because the West is something is undeveloped and experimental. And they went into Compton and places like that and creating them gangs and stuff like that. They knew where to go. And also, you know, they have this Tavistock University here at Stanford University where they experimented with human engineering. And they knew the West. Go to the West and you could do all your little experiments and stuff with everything. So they had these children fighting and killing each other, arming these children and talking about Bloods and Crips and all like that, and acting like the Bloods and Crips started with Tookie and Raymond Washington. Give me a break. You know, it was the FBI, CIA, and Naval Intelligence, and Army Intelligence started these gangs. Now, because right now I'm selling, it looks like with this, what's your name phenomenon, this Nipsey Hussle phenomenon. It looked like they're trying to give little brother Nipsey, who was assassinated, a little play for wanting to stand up and renounce his gang life, his gang affiliation, telling the young people that we need to own up our community, we need to own up more of our neighborhood, and the people are recognizing that because I see parents, they're buying, you know, I sell, you know, these Nipsey Hussle paraphernalia, people buying it. And they understand. At least he was trying. At least he was trying to stand up. At least he was trying. And I expect another someone to come and stand up and kind of like renounce that. And then that, their life is kind of like on the line because the shaitan don't want the kids to renounce the culture of death. They don't want that. They want the kids to wallow in that pig stuff, that slime stuff that they're doing and rapping about and talking about kill a nigger here and pull a trigger, kill a nigger, all that kind of stuff. And they call it Chicago Chirac and all that kind of stuff like that. I see somebody else on the line I'm bringing in, which is 310-877. Give us your name. Tell you where you're calling from, even though I know you. This is the procedure.
Brother Hasek Ibn is calling, touching base. Alhamdulillah. How's everybody?
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I came in late. I came in, I think I heard talking about a Supreme Burger. Was that the Supreme Burger, Wali Chef Sadin and his father? I think that's the only Supreme Burger that I know of. I heard you mention about
We heard Sadin talk about the Supreme Burger. Let me see, today is what, Thursday? Maybe about over the week. Was that over the weekend, Brother Rashad? He talked about the Supreme Burger.
He said he's in Atlanta. His father, you know, he had a couple of just like how in LA we used to have the steak and takes and the you know, little burger stand. He's just a brother who just continued to do the work. That's all. You know, we had more in L.A. We had more than what they had. But that brother just continued to do the work, it's the same products that we used to have. You know, I think, Brother George, I mean, you used to work in some of the restaurants. I used to watch you and Brother Abu Bakr. I used to go to the restaurants when I was young, watch you brothers work. So these brothers just continue to work. LA just fell apart. That weak leadership, weak community that's satisfied with not eating our own out of our own restaurants, that means that we are a community who we need to really check our faith. Because I remember as a young Muslim coming up, when the first time I ate a burger from one of the, because we never ate, growing up, I never ate out of McDonald's, Jack in the Box, never. And the first time I did, I was like a teenager. And we didn't call them hamburgers. We called them beef burgers. But the first time I ate a hamburger, because that's what they called it. It was a hamburger. The first time I felt so bad because I felt like I was going to be struck down by lightning because I felt that I was betraying my community. But all the restaurants were going away. We didn't have any more restaurants. And I felt bad as a teenager because I didn't want to eat at no McDonald's and none of that stuff, that garbage. But the community just sat and were comfortable with not having any more restaurants and no one put in the work to continue on. So we just lost everything. And the community sits back like they don't remember. But I remember this. I remember having restaurants where we had our own restaurants. And now the community is satisfied with not having our own restaurants. They got to go eat somewhere. They're eating somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we sit up and pray. We're missing something because our prayers are not being answered because if we look in L.A., we don't have any restaurants. And that's really a hell. We're living in hell. L.A. is a graveyard, mm-hmm. and we're being punished because we've satisfied not wanting and working to continue on our legacy and eating, having our own food. So we're being punished. We have to suffer that punishment of not having that. But the brother, like you mentioned, Supreme Burger, those brothers continue to work, and Allah has blessed them to franchise. We could have continued to franchise, and we could have franchises all over the world, but we stopped doing the work, mm-hmm. and we became complacent, and then just started buying our food somewhere else without wanting, having the need to continue to demand that we eat from our own restaurants. And that's responsibility of weak leadership in the L.A. community, and it's also weak supporters who supported, continued, and allowed us not demand the leadership, make sure that we have restaurants that we have of our own. That's what I saw. That's what I saw. And that's one reason mm-hmm. why I was so disgruntled about the weakness here in mm-hmm. L.A., you know. That's what I'm like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. The voice you heard was Ibn Muhammad, who his family, long-term belief, big family, Ibn's family. I don't know a bad all them children, all your brothers and sisters, I don't know any one of them went bad. I don't know any one of them went bad. Praise be to Allah. Big Muhammad did a good job, and your mother did a good job, brother Hati. That was the voice. Anybody else want to say something? Raise your hand. Press one on your phone. I'll bring you into the queue. In fact, I'm going to just keep everybody into the queue. We're going to talk. Somebody told me, man, I couldn't talk the other day. I couldn't take talk. I said, what? Allah told me I'm a free man in the city. Oh, I got a radio show. I go all out. We go all over the world. All over the world. I can't talk? You mean I can't say something? Oh, give me a break. Anybody else want to share? Press one on your phone. I'll bring you into the queue. Press one on your phone. Bring you into the queue. This is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. We're going to talk about trending topics that happening around involving us, but more importantly, No Claire Muhammad School. You know, people talk about they following Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad, well, you know, Imam Muhammad said schools, Claire Muhammad schools. And we don't have one here in L.A. We have one here in L.A., you know. So we need to question our loyalty and what we say we believe. Well, that's what Allah calls a hypocrite. You say what you don't do or something. Some of Allah says, y'all get the idea. So raise one on your phone. Press one on your phone. And I bring you to the queue if you want to share. This is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And inshallah, this is I'm 77 years old, and I want to go out with a bang. I want to go out. I mean, I can't live. I got more years behind me than I do in front of me. So I got a whole lot of making up to do. I'm sorry, Allah, for this, you know, that I did, this I did. So I want to try to go out with a super bang and help Allah in his cause and help the Prophet Muhammad in this great, great message that was dropped on us. Going back to 1930, going back to night, we have 90-something years of continuous strong leadership. But also Allah really blessed us in 75 when he gave us this Quran. And so we should look at it, be grateful, be thankful, and work hard like busy, busy, busy bees. Let's get this done. These are lightweights here in the Los Angeles. They lightweights, they punks, there's a lot of sissies. And we need to go ahead on and do what we got to do. We got the knowledge. We got the history. We, you know, and so go ahead and do what we got to do. Here in Los Angeles, we need Claire Muhammad School. We need businesses. We need Claire Muhammad School. We need businesses. You know what I mean? We're going to talk this way. We're going to do it up. We're going to tell the nation people. I'm going to get some cards made up. Tell the nation people, dial in, because they need schools too. Imam Muhammad said, we're closer to them than anybody. We're closer to them. You know, and back east, they all married each other, Farrakhan's people and Imam's children and everything. They all married each other. And you know what I mean? So it's a big, you know, some of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's children are with Farrakhan. Some of them are singers and entertainers and Imams. So it's, you know, forget all that. Just reach out to them because they have the same interest. Their children need STEM. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, they need STEM. They need a scientific. Look, STEM, I learned about STEM in that formal sense 15 years ago. But when I was processing as an FOI into Abu Elijah Muhammad's Nation of Islam, the lieutenant, he told us, he said, you people going to school, y'all, I know y'all go to Cal State LA and LACC and you're going to Compton College. He said, make sure that the subjects that you study in school, this is the lieutenant. I see the long face, kind of light-skinned little brother, man, with a bow tie and everything. He says, you brothers going to school, make sure that what you study transcend borders. He said, what do you mean? That if you learn mathematics, transcend borders. Mathematics in China is the same mathematics in Russia, is the same mathematics in Watts, in Compton. You see, it transcends borders, mathematics. Chemistry does that. Transcend borders. Same chemistry that is in Canada is the same chemistry that is in Haiti. You see, they transcend borders. You know, biology, same thing. Physics, right? Those three and the mathematics. So it was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, captains, lieutenants, who taught me STEM when I was processing into the Nation of Islam. And then they have this thing about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. That's why we call it, it's a rebirth. I learned that, first of all, from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you see? So praise be to Allah. We want to keep rolling with our school effort, and we want to talk it up. Our show right now is going to start at 5:30. We're going to give the people who have the prayer line, which is very important, good believers, the opportunity to get the prayer in, me get my prayer in, and then we're going to have the Muslim West Coast News and Information show. Anybody else want to chime in, press one on your phone, and I'll see you, and I'll bring you into the queue, and you can express yourself. You can, you know, just give us what you think, your ideas or whatever. You got other believers who are willing to listen and question you, so press one on your phone. If you want to say something. But this is the Muslim West Coast. We're emphasizing West Coast, and me and Brother Rashad was together yesterday, and I was saying, Alhamdulillah, I got a lot of blessing with this idea, man. Just go ahead on Muslim West Coast News and Information Show, where we're going to reach out to the West Coast people so we could develop the West Coast, alhamdulillah, you know. So anybody else want to say something, raise your hand by pressing one on your telephone, on your phone, your iPhone, whatever. I'll bring you in and you could express yourself. And so I sent out a lot of invitations, and I don't see a lot of the people yet, but in time they'll come. We'll have a nice session in the morning. Like I said, though, my interest is to reach out to the elementary, middle school, and high school children, Muslim children, who are stuck in those hellholes, you know, and invite the children and their parents to the masjid on Saturday and Sunday to learn about STEM and have the elders in our community, older people, the experienced people, the seasoned people, to address these young people about life skills, about etiquette, and explain to them the environment that they're in, in this culture is a manufactured culture created by Shaitan to ensnare the children and corrupt the children and lead them into a life of sin and crime. Children need to know that. They need to hear that from us. So on weekends when they come, you know, we'll have a number of interested believers, men and women, seasoned with morals and a reputation of being on the side of good, to address these young people when they come, inshallah, when they come. you know, and then take them to the Tomorrow Aeronautic Museum down there in Compton, right there where we come from, Alondra and Wilmington, and have Robin Pettigrew take those children up in an airplane, and hopefully that science and mathematics will rub off on them and get those children interested in STEM, you see. So that's our plan, is to reach out, and I need to get my fly. I paid a lot of money to get my printer going and my computer going and all that. Also, another thing, too, I'm going to revert. Brother Rashad is our architect. Brother Rashad, he's on the line with me. He's an architect, and he's willing to advise and counsel and kind of like show people how to get involved in architectural design. If anybody needs to learn how to build a house, we do. Because we ain't doing so good sleeping under that bridge and sleeping all on the sidewalk and peeing and defecating all, you know, we need to learn how to build houses. If anybody do, we need to learn how to build houses. So they have what they call an ADU phenomenon here, accessory dwelling unit. That's ADU, where the California legislature have changed the laws, also the laws, to make it easy for a homeowner, for people with property, to add property, add addition to their homes in order to alleviate the homeless program here in Los Angeles, and the housing shortage, because houses are very expensive. And so you got people sleeping all on the ground. Dr. LaMela, help them. So in between what we are learning about ADU and Brother Rashad, advise you to advise these young people, these children, to check into Trade Tech or LACC and take a drafting course and get it started, see? And then it don't take any. In fact, what Shaw was saying, if they got expedited design classes and stuff like that, where you go every day for 6 months, and then you got the 6 months, you're ready to go out there and charge people $3,000 and $4,000 and $5,000, drop some plans. You know what I mean? So all that we need to do. I done just clear around at STEM school, you know, that that's what we're gonna share. And also, we're working with a brother who's involved in getting jobs down at the port, getting jobs at the longshoreman jobs. I got a huge family called the Dickersons, and the Dickersons have a big presence, a big footprint down at on the waterfront, the Dickerson family. Because my uncle, he's dead, but he had about four sons, and they had children, and their children had children. And so for instance, the cousin that I really came up, Joe Dickerson, had a daughter. His daughter is a crane operator. She makes around $250,000 a year. She's a crane operator. And some of them down there are what they call bosses. They make $107,000 easy down there. So Joe Gatlin, we'll give you some numbers. As we develop, we'll give you more information. And, you know, we'll be able to share more about what's going on with the longshoreman effort. So if anybody else wants to say something, raise your hand by pressing one on the phone, and I'll bring you into, you can express yourself. This is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. You see.
Yeah. Are you still on the line?
No, Hathi's not with us right now.
Oh, I was going to ask him about the meat. What did he sell? What kind of meat did he sell?
Oh, yeah, the meat. Okay, well, yeah, he's not with us right now. But, yeah, Hathik is selling halal. He's selling halal meat.
What kind?
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let's see if I can do this. No, I you know, all the calls might drop. if I try to get it. But really, I think, you know, the show going to be tomorrow, inshallah. So until we kind of like get a schedule. But for right now, our show, the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show, is going to start at 5:30 Western time every day until further notice. So, yeah, he's gone right now. I don't know. This is the first day, and see, what time is it now? It's almost 6:30, 5:30, about an hour. So if anybody else want to say something, I'm going to sign off. I have to – this is the first day of school in Compton, and we might – but everybody got the gist of what we're trying to do, right? We're all understanding that this is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And I want to spread the word. If I sent you a text, pass that text along, but there are four texts along, and tell people about our show. Our show is focused on the West Coast. That's what we want to develop. We want to develop and talk about issues on the West Coast. Not a powwow session. I don't want to talk negatively about people. We know what needs to be done. And so we just want to do the work. And, you know, we don't want to talk about nobody or whatever. Because, you know, whatever someone did in good, they may, you know, their strategy may have been short or may have been wrong, but maybe their intentions was good. So, but we want to be positive and develop businesses and at Claire Muhammad School. And that's what we want to concentrate on. We want to get as many people, we want to reach out to the Nation of Islam people. We want, like I'm good friends with Sister Amina, Queen, but she calls herself Queen Amina here in Los Angeles. She's an entrepreneur. She makes clothes and she sells stuff. She loves the pictures that I sell her of Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Muhammad family. And we have other brothers, Mike, who sells cars, but he's with the Nation. A lot of these, their parents didn't come over, but these young people, still good people. So we want to reach out to the Nation people. There's a little sister named Carrie. She's a real estate agent here. She's with the Nation. But so you know, like I said, Imam Muhammad said, we're closer to them. Reach out to them. You know, and they're going to come over. So that's about it. Anybody else want to sum up? And inshallah, spread the word that tomorrow, about 5:30, we're going to have our Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And if you got products that you want to sell, if you want to advertise your business or something, come on. Especially businesses that we could talk about, you know what I mean, encourage entrepreneurship. If Muslims have a business, they could contribute to the show, and we'll talk about and advertise their business on the show every day. So, anybody else, going once, going twice, if anybody else want to say something before we sign off, press 1 on your phone. I'll bring you to the queue, and you could, you know, tell us what you think. But please spread the word. Give people the phone number. This same phone number is the telephone number for Message of Concern. So if you tune into the Message of Concern, you know, just, you know, dial this the same number for this here, 5:30 Western time. And the same number for Message of Concern. Right now we're exploring the Message of Concern. If the image of the white man on the cross, his feet nailed and hands nailed, is affecting us psychologically, where it is stopping African-American from producing. That's the question. Is psychological. It's deep. Because Allah says the worst crime is creating associates with me. So is that image and them images affecting us to unproductivity? Are we unproductive because we got these psychological things working in our head where our nails, our feet are nails and our hands are nails, so we can't do stuff? That's the question. And we need to put that to a lot of people and have them come and tune into the message concerned and get an exorcism, get exercise, get that shaitan out of your system, out of our system, so you could go and start a school and start a business and stuff and accomplish things in life. That's what we're exploring. That's what the message of concern is about. That's why the Imam Muhammad started the Craig Committee, the start teaching on that image way back in 1977. And he continued it, and it's still, hold up, don't be so loud on broadcasting. You know, and it's still going on, still going on. If you look at the Muslim Journal, they had that message of concern right in that paper, what would happen to the minds of the children, of the world's children, with the image of a Caucasian on a cross for 200-300 years, you know? So the Imam poses that question. So we need to keep posing that question and teach on it and try to understand what's happening to our minds. Why the African-American has having a problem produces thing. We can't even produce a little restaurant, a little fish market. I bought some fish yesterday, went in there, and there was three Latinos in there, good fish, and three Latinos in there, two men and a woman. But how hard is it to get a showcase freezer and going downtown and buying some filet of sole and some red snapper and some shrimp and fry it up and get some fries that are already peeled and put them in some grease and fry them up and go buy some sodas down at Smart and Final or should buy some sodas somewhere and sell somebody some fish and some sodas and fries. How hard is that? Why can't we do it? That's the question. So if anybody else, so if it's all right with you, I'm going to sign out and I'm going to go on to Compton and teach school there. And like I said, tell people about our show. I'm going to go out with prayer. اهتنا صراط مستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين. السلام عليكم believers. Spread the word.
Okay, everyone's not.